Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us, God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast. Today is World Hunger Day. World Hunger Day highlights the importance of access to education, health care, and technology in ending hunger. Studies and statistics show that hunger is not just about food. Hunger is interrelated with other issues, including the rights of women and girls, income opportunities, health, education, social justice, the environment, and climate change. There are a multiplicity of things that are needed for hunger and poverty to be eradicated. One thing is people of like-mindedness are to unite for a mutual or common cause, particularly where there's chronic hunger. They need the proper tools and resources. Children and women in particular need to receive proper education and access to health care, as well as technology to enable themselves to build a better future for themselves. This is necessary for the elimination of hunger and poverty, no doubt about it. Now we will listen to the Fruits and Vegetables Song for Children by the Juice Box Jukebox.
Yum, yum, yum.
And vegetables, they're so good. I think they are delicious. They're the best kind of food. Fruits and vegetables, these the things I like. I really dig their colors. Everyone's such a delight. Fruits and vegetables, yum, yum, yum. I eat them and they go down to my tummy, tum, tum. Oh, fruits and vegetables.
Fruits and vegetables.
Fruits and vegetables, everybody should have some.
Excuse me, I heard you're singing over here, and I was just wondering if fruits and vegetables are the same thing.
Fruits and vegetables, the two are not the same. Every one of them is different, including how they taste. Fruits have seeds, they develop from a flower. And vegetables are roots, but they both will give you
power.
Fruits and vegetables, yum, yum, yum. My dinner is not finished unless all of them are gone.
Fruits and vegetables.
Fruits and vegetables.
Fruits and vegetables, everybody should have some.
Where can I get a fruit or a vegetable?
I think you can grow them.
Or buy them at the grocery store.
Would you like it to try a fruit today?
Yeah!
Okay, okay. I share with you my faves. Would you like it to try a vegetable?
Yeah!
Okay, okay. Let's have a veggie festival.
Fruits and vegetables. Yum, yum, yum.
I eat them and they go down to my tummy, tum, tum.
Fruits and vegetables.
Fruits and vegetables.
Fruits and vegetables. Everybody should have some.
Well, what if you don't want to try a fruit or a vegetable? Cause sometimes I think they look weird.
My mom and daddy told me when I was just a kid to eat my fruits and vegetables, but sometimes I was scared. But now that I am older, I can see just what I missed. They're healthy for my body, so I treat them like a gift.
Fruits and vegetables, yum, yum, yum.
A carrot, a potato, an apple and a plum.
Fruits and vegetables.
Fruits and vegetables.
Fruits and vegetables, everybody should have some. Okay, everybody gather round. You pick out a fruit or a vegetable. It's on the house. Go ahead, have one. Yes, pick one out. They're so good for you. Oh, you want an apple? Here you go. Oh, you want a potato? Here you go.
let's look at some scriptures that reference food, hunger, and thirst. All scriptures in this podcast are taken from the New International Version of the Holy Bible. We will begin with the Old Testament book of Proverbs, chapter 19 and verse 17, which reads as follows. Whoever is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, which means that God identifies with the poor. God values all of us, each and every one of us, whether we are rich or poor. But when we help the poor, we honor God, our Creator, and we honor His creation. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 58, verse 7, A and B, we can read the following. Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? We are to show generosity to those who hunger, and God wants us to reach out with acts of generosity and acts of kindness to the hungry and the homeless. Matthew chapter 10, verse 42 reads thusly, "And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones, who is my disciple, truly I tell you, that person will certainly not lose their reward." We show much love. We show how much love we have for God by how well we treat others. Giving a little child a cup of water is an unselfish act. The child may never be able to return a cup of water to you, but God wants us to act unselfishly. And what unselfish act can we do for someone today? That should be uppermost on our minds. In John chapter 3, verses 17 and 18, it asks and states, "If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person?" Verse 18, "Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth." God wants us to be generous with our overall possessions. How generous are we with our money, our possessions, and our time? If you want to help, this is what you can do. Go to your computer search engine, type in worldhungerday.org. That's one word, worldhungerday.org. Read the various connections, read the various captions, and certainly you'll make some connections as you, mental connections as you're reading the captions, such as, "Invest now in global movement to end hunger." "Join the global conversation." "Move to end hunger." "Celebrate hashtag World Hunger Day." And ending hunger. Also, you can meet and read about the change makers who are ending hunger. Now for a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, you are the perfect way. You are gracious, merciful, and kind. There are times when we have committed selfish acts and have not been generous with our possessions, our time, and our money. But we thank you, Father God, for forgiving us when we were thoughtless, unkind, and far less than generous. Burden our hearts for the lost, for the hungry, and the thirsty, and the homeless. These and all blessings we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Our closing song is entitled, Your Own Backyard, Feed the Hungry, by Perry Lahai.
It's a great feeling seeing your Chime app notification on your mobile device. When you receive direct deposits in your Chime account, you're in total control of your finances. It's banking without the fees. Sign up with my referral link and you and I receive $50.
What?
That's right. you and I receive a referral bonus of $50 after sign-up and direct deposit activation. Use referral link chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. That's chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. It's that simple and it's free. It only takes about 2 to 3 minutes to complete, and you'll be on your way to being in total control of your finances. You'll start building a positive reflection of your credit history, and that will really make a difference. Referring friends and family to the Chime family is one of the most financially rewarding experiences anyone could have. Sign up today, chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.